Redcliffe officials say talks are at a standstill after 9 years and $3.4 million spent on site surveys and removal of 25 barrels. But there are more than 1,400 drums still in Lake Superior near Duluth. Redcliffe Environmental Director Melanie Montano says the Army Corps of Engineers won't move ahead with a study to remove any more barrels, even though 15,000 small but still active explosives were found in 22 of the barrels. So they're sending notice to the Army Corps that they need to resume the process.
It's putting it on paper saying we're formally requesting this. You have to show up and you need to speak to us.
Montano isn't sure why the Army Corps or Department of Defense stopped the project.
To me, I think there's some sort of internal disagreement going on, and it's something that they're trying to settle on, I guess, and figure out before they talk with the tribes on it. But that's our problem because we weren't part of that discussion since day one.
She says similar military dumps on other tribal lands are getting cleaned up. Redcliffe Tribal Vice Chairman Nathan Gordon says he understands this will take time, but it must proceed.
To me, it's a high priority. You know, the lake, Kichigumi, and we're here to protect the earth, and I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of gets you thinking so much. I mean, they shouldn't even be in there, you know, as a tribal official. I mean, if we can get them out, we're going to get them out.
The barrels were dumped between 1958 and 1962 from the Honeywell Munitions facility in the Twin Cities. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.